Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm on alert Tani with the evening news. First, the headlines. The Mapunaga Students Union organizes Project Share the Joy. Union Home Minister Amit Shah appeals Maoists to give up arms and join the mainstream of society. Prime Minister Modi and Home Minister Shah pays tribute to the Iron Man of India, Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, on his death anniversary. And Assam Rifles destroy 6,228 acres of poppy farming in Manipur. Now the news in detail. Dimapur Naga Students Union, DNSU, today organized Project Share the Joy at Dimapur State Stadium. Extending warm Christmas and New Year's greetings, Commissioner of Police Dimapur KV Thuto Sophy, in his speech, commended the DNSU for initiating the project, highlighting the profound significance of its theme in spreading happiness and hope, especially to those less privileged. Reflecting on the project's essence, he remarked on the disparity in circumstances among people and emphasized the importance of initiatives like this, which foster unity and compassion. Mr. Sophy urged that such projects should not have an end point, but instead continue as enduring legacies of goodwill. The CP Dimapur called upon everyone to actively support the DNSU initiative, regardless of the magnitude of their contribution, emphasizing the power of collective sharing and kindness during the festive season and beyond. Special performances by various children, home and artists marked the occasion, which also witnessed free health checkups and distribution of free medicines in collaboration with Bharat Sevashram Sangha and Rotary Club Dimapur. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today appealed to the Maoists to give up arms and join the mainstream of society. Addressing the event of the presentation of the prestigious President's Colour to Chhattisgarh Police in Raipur, Mr. Shah said that the Chhattisgarh Police is carrying out the anti-Naxal campaign with full bravery and dedication to fulfill the resolve of the central government to make Chhattisgarh Naxal-free before 31st March 2026. He appealed to the Maoists to give up arms and join the mainstream of society. He said that the Chhattisgarh government has prepared a very good surrender policy and will give the surrendered Maoists a good package.
छत्तीसगढ़ पुलिस कभी भी दोयम स्थान पर नहीं रही है, हमेशा अग्रम स्थान पर रही है, ये हम सब के लिए गर्व का विषय है। नक्सलवाद के खिलाफ लड़ाई लड़ी मैं आज फिर से एक बार छत्तीसगढ़ की जनता को भरोसा दिलाना चाहता हूं कि आपने विष्णुदेव जी पर भरोसा किया है, हम सब कटिबद्ध है छत्तीसगढ़ को 31/3/2026 के पहले नक्सल मुक्त करने के लिए।
The Union Home Minister said that the President's Nishan given to Chhattisgarh Police is a symbol of its service, renunciation and sacrifice. On this occasion, the Home Minister presented the prestigious President's Colour to Chhattisgarh Police and also inspected the parade. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah today paid tribute to the Iron Man of India, Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, on his death anniversary. In a social media post, the Prime Minister remarked that the personality and work of Sardar Patel will continue to be an inspiration for the countrymen, for the unity and integrity of the nation, and the achievement of the resolution of a developed India. In a social media post, Home Minister Shah credited Sardar Patel for laying the foundation stone for the creation of modern India by integrating more than 550 princely states. Remembering India's Iron Man, Mr. Shah called him the symbol of the country's unity and added that his dedication towards national unity and integrity laid a strong foundation for Ek Bharat, Shrestha Bharat. The Assam Rifles has identified a staggering 16,250 acres of illegal poppy fields in different districts of Manipur in the past 5 years and destroyed 6,228 acres. The defense spokesman said that besides fighting against various unlawful activities and crackdown on the drug menaces, the combat against illegal poppy cultivation has been a consistent priority for Assam Rifles as reflected in its sustained efforts over the years. The Assam Rifles has been identifying and destroying illegal poppy cultivation in mountainous and forest areas actively in coordination with state and central agencies, including the Narcotics Control Bureau, Manipur Police, and other central armed police forces deployed in the area. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today inaugurated the Geoscience Museum at the Victoria Market Building in Gwalior, Madhya Pradesh. This state-of-the-art museum is set to become a hub for geoscience education and public engagement. The GSI Geoscience Museum represents a unique initiative by the Geological Survey of India to showcase the wonders of earth sciences while promoting scientific temperament and knowledge sharing among the public. The Vice President also unveiled the statue of Maharaja Sriman Jiwaji Rao Sindhya at Jiwaji University. On this occasion, Governor Mangubhai Patel, Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav, and Union Minister Jyotir Aditya Sindhya, along with other dignitaries, were present. The government has listed two bills related to One Nation, One Election for introduction in the Lok Sabha tomorrow. Law Minister Meghwal will introduce the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill in the lower house. The Union Cabinet on Thursday approved the Constitutional Amendment Bill to roll out the concept of simultaneous Lok Sabha and State Assembly polls. The proposed Constitutional Amendment Bill would deal with making provisions for holding Lok Sabha and State Legislative Assembly elections together. The High-Level Committee on One Nation, One Election, led by former President Ramnath Kovind, had recommended holding simultaneous Lok Sabha and State Assembly polls in the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on 29th December. It will be the 117th episode of the monthly radio program. People can submit their ideas and suggestions for the program through the toll-free number 1-800-117800. People can also share their input online via the Narendra Modi app or the MyGov open forum. Suggestions for the upcoming episode will be accepted till 27th of this month. The Lok Sabha Speaker 11 today won against the Rajya Sabha Chairman 11 in the TB Mukt Bharat Awareness Cricket Match at the Major Dhyan Chand National Stadium in New Delhi today. The friendly cricket match featured members of parliaments across political parties. The cricket match was aimed at raising awareness and advocating for a tuberculosis-free country. The Lok Sabha Speaker, Om Birla, attended the inaugural session as the chief guest in the 20-over match. The Lok Sabha Speaker 11 was led by former Union Minister and Hamirpur Lok Sabha MP Anurag Singh Thakur, while the Rajya Sabha Chairman 11 was led by Union Minister Kiran Rijiju. Speaking on the occasion, Birla highlighted Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of eliminating the disease by 2025 under the PM TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan.
इस संकल्प के साथ कि 2025 तक हमें टीबी मुक्त भारत बनाना है। इस खेल कराने का मकसद यही है कि जिस तरीके से खेल में प्रतिस्पर्धा होती है, अपने-अपने खेल के अंदर जीतने की उसी तरीके की प्रतिस्पर्धा है अपने-अपने संसदीय क्षेत्र को टीवी मुक्त रखने का और ये प्रतिस्पर्धा स्वस्थ प्रतिस्पर्धा है खेल की तरफ प्रतिस्पर्धा है और इसको लक्ष्य को संकल्प को पूरा करेंगे.
Mr. Birla added that the match would effectively raise awareness through the participation of MPs of different regions in eradicating the disease. And now to end the news, the headlines once again. Dimapur Naga Students Union organizes project Share the Joy. Union Home Minister Amit Shah appeals Maoists to give up arms and join the mainstream of society. Prime Minister Modi and Home Minister Shah pays tribute to the Iron Man of India, Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, on his death anniversary. And Assam Rifles destroy 6,228 acres of poppy farming in Manipur. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.